Inventory. Meter. Recommend. Furnace. Cable. Material. Wrapping.
Let's go through the inventory then. Let's start with fuel first. Liquid gas.
We've got about 200 liters. The recommended stock level is 400.
So we've got too little. Better put another in. The other fuel is coal for the furnace.
How about 50 tons? Recommended level is 30.
A bit too much then. Run the stocks down over the next week. Now then, what about spare parts? We're always running short of cable.
Let me just see what we've got. About 30 meters in stock.
Is that enough?
No, maybe a bit too little. I'll order some more.
What about pipes?
No, we've got 25. That's plenty. Probably too many.
Okay, now let's move on to the packing material. First, boxes.
About 400 in stock, too few, I think, for this time of year. I'll put them on order.
And how much wrapping paper is we carrying?
About 1 ton. Slightly too little.
Okay, and how many pallets for stacking?
That's a problem. We've had difficulties getting them back. We've far too few at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to do something about that.
Input. Output. Planning. Equipment. Cash. Demand. Capacity. Responsibility. Project. Jobbing. Batch. Line. Production management and operations management describes the same set of tasks. Both are concerned with managing those resources of an enterprise that are required to produce and distribute the goods or services to be sold to consumers or other organizations. Production management and operations management describes the same set of tasks.
Operations management.
Most organizations provide and sell a mix of products and services. The provision of a service or production of a product is the principal responsibility of operations. The operations function is typically responsible for some 80% of all the costs incurred by a business. The basic task in operations is to take inputs in the form of resources and convert them into outputs in the form of products and services. Given the high level of costs involved, the operations function also has a prime role in managing the money flow. Within operations, there exists a substantial portion of two key elements of successful business profits. Through the control of costs and cash flow through planning decisions and lead time control. Functions exist primarily to help fulfill the role of selling and providing customers with the company's products and services at an acceptable level of profit. Design not only concerns functionality, but also has a critical impact on product service costs. The concept of standardization concerns using the same materials, components, subassemblies, and or modules within the design of two or more product services. The increasing level of product service diversification is an important factor in today's increasingly competitive markets. The operations process concerns transforming inputs into outputs and is accomplished by a combination of labor and processes equipment within the delivery system. Organizations that sell large-scale, complex products or services which cannot be physically moved once completed will normally provide these on a project basis. A jobbing process is chosen to meet the one-off or small order requirements of customers. The word customized refers to a product service which is made to a customer's specification. In a batch process, similar items required in larger volumes than in a jobbing process will be provided. The essential characteristics of line compared to batch is that to produce another product or provide another service, the process does not have to be stopped and reset. With continuous processing, One or several basic materials are processed through successive stages and refined into one or more products. For example, petrochemicals. With increases in volume, an organization will start to move from low volume to high volume markets. In project and jobbing processes, the nature of the task tends to involve unique, variable operations providing flexible responses. Many companies have developed hybrid processes. The reason for which is to provide a process which better reflects the needs in terms of being able to support the characteristics of their market. Although each hybrid format will comprise a mix of two process types, it will still be classified as belonging to one or the other. In manufacturing, customers are invariably separated from the production system through, for example, inventory and the wholesale retail system. In a service delivery system, the provider and customer are invariably linked at the point of provision. Capacity decision is a critical aspect of operations management due to the constraints it may impose on other planning activities. Demand forecasting is difficult. No matter which method is used, it will not be accurate. When planning ahead, coping with inaccuracy is better than having no forecast at all. A prerequisite for capacity planning is a statement of demand.
Capacity planning.
The perishable nature of service capacity has led some organizations to overbook on purpose in order to ensure that the capacity is used as much as possible. Operations control concerns meeting a company's short-term specific plans. The key element of the control task for continuous systems is one of providing the materials needed to complete the products involved. The key to reducing inventory is based on knowing why the current levels exist. Changing the rules and procedures which cause this excessive buildup, and then, over time, draining off the unwanted inventory while allowing only agreed additions to be made. The concept of quality concerns how well and for how long a product service meets the requirements of the customer.